Welcome to Radio Kitchen. I'm Al Spohler. As winter keeps its icy grip on us, more and more often we seek comfort from our family dinners. Everyone has a short list of favorite dishes that warm the soul as well as the belly. Now, I love a simple dish my father taught me, cabbage and noodles, and my mother's old standby tuna noodle casserole, and there I've said the word, Jerry Pellegrino, of Waterfront Kitchen. It's all about casseroles today.
It is. I mean, I think the casserole typifies, you know, American cookery. I mean, variations of these have been cooked in ovens all over the country for, you know, decades.
If not centuries, generations.
Yeah, right. And it's just, it's very funny because the word actually is derived from the French word for saucepan.
Mm-hmm.
And in French cooking, casserole is a very sort of high-end version of cooking. I mean, it's kind of, I think, been a little bit dumbed down in our culture, but actually in Europe, everyone has a very elegant version of the casserole. The French, things like cassoulet and coq au vin.
Right.
The Spanish, their paella. Italians, lasagna is basically a true casserole that they cook. The Greeks have patizio, which is another traditional casserole. But here, you know, we kind of look at it as a whimsical dish in a lot of ways. Certainly, with the introduction in the late 1900s of Campbell's soup, there became a very sort of convenience factor involved because no more need for elaborate sauces and other ingredients. Basically, you could open up a can of soup, mix it with some ingredients, and bake it in the oven, and boom, you have a delicious treat.
It was sort of a soup as a sauce, some sort of a carbohydrate, and some sort of a protein.
Right. I mean, tuna noodle casserole was the one that I certainly grew up in my house.
Too.
My mother, you know, with a bag of egg noodles, a can of, I think she used cream of celery.
Exactly. That's what we used.
Although cream of mushroom shows up in a lot of, and you know, a couple cans of tuna fish, sprinkle some breadcrumbs on top. And if you have a beautiful casserole dish, it goes right to the table. That's kind of the other convenience factor that I think a lot of households enjoy. And finding some beautiful casserole dishes these days isn't hard.
I would think the sky is the limit when it comes to putting together ideas for casseroles.
So the book I have in front of me by James Vilas has 275 variations on the casserole. Very, very interesting things like Minnesota liver rice and apple casserole.
Yum.
which has long grain rice and lamb's liver, apples, sour cream, you know, mixed up and baked. Emma's turkey drumstick and cabbage surprise.
Can't get enough.
Right. You know, that's and that kind of brings up the leftover thing.
Right.
Right.
Exactly.
These are often, you know, you made the day after a big meal and with the leftovers because the traditional Yankee hot pot, which is sort of a layered casserole, an old New England dish, was made from basically leftover mutton, but these days lamb.
Can we deconstruct that one a little bit?
The Yankee hot pot?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Certainly. I mean, potatoes always play a role in sort of the New England casseroles. And then it would be layered with lamb, some fat, onions, bacon, carrots, tomatoes. Basically, this one would be covered. You pour a little bit of broth in, cover it, and just bake this casserole in the oven. And, you know, 2 hours later, this bubbling, delicious treat comes out of the oven.
And I think a casserole is a great way to get the kids involved because they're pretty simple dishes.
Exactly. And it's a lot of fun to construct them and put them in the oven. And they come out like a complete surprise.
And you probably have M&Ms thrown in, too.
I guess if you wanted, these certainly
could. You let the kid have its way.
Without a doubt. But you can also make fun versions of the old ones, like using canned salmon instead of tuna fish. Mm-hmm. Takes the tuna noodle casserole to a salmon noodle casserole, which is delicious.
Oh, it really is. And it really is one of the best comfort foods you can have.
I agree.
And so necessary this time of the year. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Jerry Pellegrino.
And you've been listening to Radio Kitchen, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.